All right.
Okay, and we're fucking.
Well.
What's up, big dog?
I believe Adam's owed a big time I told you so.
About what?
Vaping kills.
Vaping kills.
No, you know who's owed a big time I told you so? Me. They do put fucking fake dog nuts in dog's nuts.
Nobody even knows what you're talking
about. What are you talking about?
You do know what I'm talking about. Yeah, now, very convenient, we forgot.
Oh, I don't think you should raise your voice about that.
I am raising my voice, in fact, because I knew you put fake dog balls in a dog's balls.
This is why we don't do the podcast after lunch.
This is at 2 p.m.
I don't want to deal with him fueled.
Stop, is charged up right now.
I'm charged up because I knew.
You got to go back to 11 a.m.
It's something called nut nudicles.
Listen, no one knows what you're talking about.
We all know.
Vaping kills. And Adam, for years, has said that there's no...
I never said that.
Who cares? Vaping. No, it's all about dogs, fake balls.
The tobacco boys.
Yeah, Nick is smoking a giant green pipe right now.
Yeah, this is nice. I like this pipe.
A nice
cute
Sherlock.
It's part of the St. Patrick's Day collection. I don't know. Apparently, this is what the guy at the pipe store told me, is that they made this company. I guess it's... I thought it was a type of pipe as a Peterson or whatever. Mm. He's like, yeah, no, they made a Total Andre, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they made a St. Patrick's Day collection.
Hell
it's
yes.
It's like, what kind of idiot?
What do you mean? You own it.
Yeah.
you are one of them.
I mean, I'm not like, there's people that smoke pipes regularly.
Yeah, it's like their limited release.
It was great. I was in that, it was the Nat Sherman on like 42nd Street.
Uh-huh.
And there's just, you know, the guys that hang out at the cigar store?
Yes. Yeah. Just smoke.
They sit there. There's a guy smoking, and he's like, they want to open up the borders, and these guys are coming over.
On 42nd Street.
Yeah.
There's this cigar place in Bedside that I went to once because they were playing a football game there, and it's just like 10 Andres that just hang out there
I've
all
seen
day
that,
long.
Because I was looking for like a tobacco
There's
shop,
one on Tompkins. Yeah.
I saw it on like Google Maps or whatever, and there's pictures, and it's like, come on in, put your Tims up.
Yep. Come on down to Mahogany Elegance Smoke Shop.
De elegance, du sex in the age.
Yeah. Everyone's wearing like Jordache and like, you know, 1993, like Bobby Brown style.
Pele jackets.
Yeah. Honestly, it was a pretty cool scene. We watched the Giants game and they kept calling Eli a fag. So,
get him.
Yeah.
Get his ass.
You know he gay, though.
That's a compelling argument.
I've never heard that Eli Manning is a homosexual.
I don't think he is. But he plays timid. Like,
I think anytime a fan base turns on a player,
he's
a
homosexual.
You could just... that's the
that's
first
why I'm waiting
on
for
a lot of people's
that's
minds.
Why I'm waiting for a gay quarterback. That would be nice.
There's another gay football player that just came out, but he...
he was cheeks?
I cut
he's
open
not good.
One of those Glade plugins.
So science experiment.
There's a little bit left that wasn't getting vaporized.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I cut it open to pour it behind the oven.
Yes, smart.
And I thought, we can use some fragrance back there. Now I smell like an old woman.
I was going to say, actually, it doesn't smell that bad. I kind of like it.
Yeah. Honestly, it normally smells worse.
I
want
to get into wearing old women's perfume.
Dude, that's a good move. You got the big-ass beard, you're smoking pipes, but you're just smelling like an old bitch with hard candies.
I've been recently getting into scents myself.
No. Lavender, like, but extreme.
That shit smells good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would fuck an old lady for the scent alone.
I remember going to, like, JCPenney with my grandma and going to the smell section and being like, damn.
It's intense. Horny.
Yeah, I'm horny. There's some old bitch with bangles.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember getting a weird sexual thrill from an old bitch who cut my hair at the East Point Mall Supercuts, right across from Aladdin's Arcade and Catty Corner to the McDonald's and the Brass Hen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for East Point Mall heads. And she smelled like she had very overbearing, like old lady perfume, but also like cigarettes and her big old lady titties. My head was just resting on them the whole time. And I was.
It's very comforting.
Honestly, kind of horny.
Yeah.
Proto horny. I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Having her massage you.
Oh, that's
in the
best.
Shampoo station.
The shampoo. If you could get your dick sucked while getting shampooed.
That is my ultimate sexual fantasy.
Yes.
Absolutely. Seriously. I get a 75% every time I get my hair shampooed.
Yep.
I love it.
By Japanese men?
Yes. Recently it has been by a Japanese man. Listen, I'm equal opportunity when it comes to shampoo. It is erogenous.
erogenous?
Yeah, my scalp is an erogenous zone.
Would you let a man massage, give you that shampoo, but was the tip of his penis?
What do you mean? Would I allow him to shampoo my hair with his penis? No.
But it's the best shampoo. But hold on.
Because
hold
the,
on.
The hand, you have
I'm
10
not,
fingers.
I'm not done, Adam.
Yes.
But it's the best massage shampooing you've ever experienced. But you know it's with the tip of a man's penis.
Well, if it's the best.
Would you allow it?
If you're saying it's the best.
It's the best you'll ever experience.
Fine.
It's fucking gay, dude.
It's not gay. It's the best.
He's hard, and he comes in your hair, by the way, at the end.
Okay, you didn't,
ask. You didn't ask.
Well, if he came in my hair, then my hair wouldn't be clean.
Well,
anymore.
He would wash it again with a soft dick.
Well, then if he washed it again, then maybe.
Nick, how about you?
I don't know. I can't figure out. I'm trying to imagine how that would even work.
It doesn't work.
It's China. It's a Japanese secret. That they teach in their little in their hair dojos.
The Japanese hands are perfectly modeled for a perfect shampoo / scalp massage.
First of all, you guys are not dreaming to imagine. This is you have a real.
Is that going to be like the tagline of your,
that's, yeah,
of your production?
It's gonna
company.
Dream to imagine.
Yeah, Stabby Baby Enterprise.
It's, no, it's
dream
gonna be.
To
it's gonna be. Yeah, actually, yes, it is. And
which means that you're not capable of imagination while you're awake. You have mm-hmm. to dream to do it.
You're not dreaming. The point is, you're letting hard Nick, you're letting the technical realities get in the way of a beautiful feeling.
I don't visualize. I only think in abstractions.
Well, there you go. Think of it abstractly. Then.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't understand the concept of it.
Of a man's penis massaging your head?
Conceptually, no. I mean, mm-hmm. the mathematics have to add up, or it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Me. Yeah, it doesn't work physically
you guys
in the physical
idiots,
world,
man.
Maybe if it was 10 guys,
you
penises.
Have your eyes closed. Maybe there is. Who knows?
If it's
you
10
have your
guys
eyes closed,
mimicking. But see, the thing about the human hand is you have joints, and you have the. You have
stop
the,
getting into specific. You already answered, by the way. You said yes.
Fine. Yes. I don't care.
So don't try and take back now.
I don't even want a regular scalp massage.
Wow. Are you kidding?
Yes. I mean, no.
Well, you said yes.
Well, I meant, but that's when people are like, do you mind? And you're like, yes. I mean, no. What a dumb question. What kind of, who is the first
that
asshole to be like, do you mind if I sit here? Somebody's like, yes. You know, and then he's like, oh, you do mind? It's like, no. Just ask sit. If you can sit
yeah,
there, you
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
asshole.
Can I mm-hmm. sit here?
I do mm-hmm. now.
I agree with you on that one.
What are you, the Riddler?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this shit? Just ask
yes.
directly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Can I not sit down here?
Shit, hold on.
Can somebody stab this man, please? Can we get a knife in this man's anus?
Yes,
please?
We can. Mm-hmm. Can we get a knife in this man's anus? Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It's a Tribe Called Quest yes. parody.
A Tribe Called Breasts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's the one I want to belong to, brother.
Yeah. The Titty Patchy Indians.
The Titty Patchy Indians.
The Jackson and his men want to come through this land and suck on our tits.
Our big bountiful tits.
We have spent eons growing the juiciest. Even the men have huge tits.
Have huge tits.
Yeah.
We feast off nothing but later. Buffalo cum.
We've grown big breasts, so we don't need language or land. No, in this perfect world,
everyone has titties.
Everyone, so you don't get, you don't have
there's
to
no
compete.
Land.
Everyone's wife has huge tits, so there's no jealousy. You don't
right.
have
you
to
don't.
Become boss of the company.
That is the basis.
You don't
of
have
it all
to
war.
Own property.
We just all share. Everything.
We have huge titties
and
that we all titty fucking
we titty
suck
fuck
on.
Our wives. We fuck every part of the woman.
Every part of the titty
every
gets fucked.
Every part of the woman gets titty fucked.
Beautiful. What a beautiful society, man.
Yeah.
Before we had the fucking yeah. come and ruin it.
Let's mm-hmm. give them AIDS and tuberculosis.
Yeah, we just shook their hands and they all got smallpox. Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up, dude.
The politics used to rule in the fucking 17 and 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
You could be like... Who was the guy that was? What's his name?
They
Andrew
ran,
Jackson,
no.
The one where it was like his wife's a whore.
No, what's his name? Seward's Folly.
Oh
that
yeah,
that dude was just like, yeah, I'm buying Alaska.
Yeah, but he bought it for like $1,000.
He's not even the president. He was like, yeah, I'm buying it.
He was Secretary of State.
Nobody. And people were like, were you gonna ask or? It's just tripled the size of the country for $20.
Damn,
You went to Marshalls and bought more country.
Yeah. It is. Alaska is way the fuck out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to Russia, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can walk to Russia from Alaska.
Damn. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Why didn't the Ruskies, was that what Red Dawn was about?
Wasn't it part of Russia?
Coming over?
It was. They bought it from Russia.
They bought it from Russia.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So it's really just a bit like a cuter Siberia.
Yeah, that's why everyone's making fun of Sarah Trump Palin for talking about buying Greenland.
But it's the same shit.
It's the same shit because climate change is going to happen. In fact, him suggesting buying Greenland is like an acknowledgement that climate change is real and also the most pragmatic solution to climate change because it's like, no matter what we do, you pass Green New Deal, whatever, China's just going to cook the planet.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Throw it in a wok.
Yeah. Fuck. They're going to fry it up.
Put a little chili oil on that bitch.
We're going to be.
Like three pieces of broccoli. Yeah. Like maybe even one. That's bullshit when that happens.
Yeah, what are you even putting the broccoli
in
there
for?
When
you get a fucking general, it says you have.
Although
one
I will appreciate when it's strategically placed to sop up the juices.
Anyways,
so that your fried rice maintains.
In 60 years, Greenland will actually be green. And Iceland will be ice.
Wow. No, it won't.
No, it'll be just
that won't turn
greener.
No, it'll be a desert.
Ice isn't a desert.
I feel like all the realms should be named after their. Mm-hmm. Their attitude.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh,
Greenland,
yeah.
Iceland, Desertland.
Desertland.
Muslimland.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. Yeah. I like that you're calling.
Forestland.
I like that you're calling countries the realms.
Yeah.
Is that what happens when you smoke a pipe and get a big beard?
You get a big beard.
You start calling things realms.
Well, that's what they are to me, is they're realms.
I do love the look.
Yeah. It is cool. You can just fucking be like, blow.
How
yeah.
far into the beard are you right now?
I'm almost 4 months in.
Four months. Mm-hmm. And your goal is six?
I might go a whole year, see what happens.
Dude, I'm getting used to
it. Well,
it
looks
it
a lot
face.
Better than it, the first beard.
Yeah, it kind of.
You're healthier. You're not eating like gushers as main as your sustenance.
Yeah, I've been brushing it.
Mm-hmm. It looks cute.
Putting oil in it?
He is, so, dude.
Yeah.
I read the oil. Every time I shit in his home, I read the oil package.
Yeah.
See what the ingredients are.
Do a little bit of. Somebody sent me beard oil that smells like licorice, and I used it once or twice, and I don't like it.
It's because it's too delicious. You keep trying to eat your own whiskers.
No, coconut oil is fine.
Yeah.
Works fine.
And it smells good.
Yeah, it smells all right. Yeah. You can buy a shit ton of it. It's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, once a week, you just throw some coconut oil in there.
Oh, yeah.
Then wash it out.
Eldis used to just every day put coconut oil in his hair.
I don't think that's necessary.
He just
I wait until
doing
it like feels because it'll get like brittle and scratchy, and then you just coke it up.
Mm-hmm.
Get some nut in
nice
there.
Nice and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you put nut in there, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
All types of different kinds of nut.
Damn, Native Americans must have felt gay when Europeans showed up and they had huge beards. And they're like, damn. Mm-hmm.
They're just wearing.
Yeah, that's a
good
point.
We had to grow girl hair on our head because all we could grow.
Wait, the fuck! I just realized that there was never a single one with a big ass beard.
They can't grow beards.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm Native American.
No.
Wait, but were any of them bald? Because that's a pretty cool trade off. They all have beautiful heads of hair.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of bald ones. What was
that sucks.
Was it Tonto? He was bald, right?
Tonto, isn't that from the Lone
from
Ranger?
Zorro or Lone Ranger?
No. Sacagawea's friend.
Mm.
Sacagawea.
There you go.
Wasn't that Sacagawea? Wasn't she the bitch that told Lewis and Clark where to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was boys with a guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Remember there was like, fuck.
She was definitely. Bopping them off.
You think she was getting
for sure
pussy plowed by Lewis and Clark? Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I have some respect.
She was getting spit roasted.
Didn't she have a kid? Her pussy was probably all fucked up.
What do you mean?
Well, back then they don't have like sewing needles to put
oh,
together your pussy. So,
yeah.
Well, they have sewing needles, but they don't have the thread.
You know what I heard? You know
it
what
dissolves.
I heard? That when a woman gives birth, sometimes they're
The husband stitch.
I've never heard of that
make
before.
The pussy tighter.
Yeah. Yeah. An extra stitch.
What was that fucking other guy's
name? I don't think is... Was that how that works? The inside of a pussy?
The inside of the pussy is the... But yeah, if they sew up the opening, than the inside.
Doesn't that hurt the lady?
I mean, it hurts to give birth to a child and have your pussy tear so to your
torn
anus.
Torn asunder, that's true.
Right, I'm going to
I barely understand how you would...
The 15 most famous Native Americans.
And yeah, you keep scrolling. We're going to talk about pussies.
I don't even understand women's health issues at all.
Not at one bit, dude.
Something with the moon?
Yeah, that's fucking weird. That periods line up with the moon.
What are
dude?
They, fucking werewolves or something?
It's fucking... Like, that shit is... That's when bitches that are into crystals, I might be like, okay, maybe you're onto something. If the moon controls
pussies,
your pussy.
Their pussies...
Then why not crystals also?
Their pussies respond to the tides and the moons.
Crazy.
You know?
Do we have anything like that? Do our balls swell when it's low tide?
Nope.
That would be cool.
None of that shit
happens. Be cool if your balls got heavier, if it was more humid.
That's why they can't be the president, dude. Because the moon is telling them what to do.
So true. That is a great point. anyway, I recently watched that Will Ferrell movie Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh, where it's someone narrating.
Some British bitches narrating.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell's a guy that's
not a good movie.
No, it kind of sucked dick. He's so horny for Maggie Gyllenhaal that he forgets that he's about
There's
to die.
A movie where she's where I was
secretary. Oh yeah.
Yeah, where she's getting
I have jacked off to secretary.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know 100%. The one Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Where she had her fastball.
Yeah, that's when she was really peaking.
Would you rather fuck Maggie or Jake?
Maggie?
Nick, would you rather fuck Maggie or Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'd rather figure out who this fucking guy is.
I think you just made him up. He's not a real guy.
You know, he had a dumb name like Tonto. When he
Squanto?
Maybe, yeah, actually.
Is it Squanto?
Maybe Squanto.
Squanto?
Yeah, you never heard of Squanto?
No.
Yeah.
I think that's him.
No, you're right. Yeah, more commonly by the diminutive variant of Squanto was a member of the...
Stop, finesse.
I'm on fire today, bro.
You switched it.
Well dog done, balls sir. Are real.
Yeah, but he wasn't bald.
Oh, well, okay.
There's a guy...
I got another one wrong. Wait, Bill Maher is Jewish?
Yeah, Bill Maher
Of course
Jewish.
He's fucking Jewish.
No, on what side?
On the... I mean, bro...
Squanto
don't make me go here, but there's some
real
facial proof that he's...
I just thought he's annoying, so that's why people think he's Jewish.
Yes, that's true.
And that's what upsets me, because people think all annoying people are Jewish.
No, he's
not
one of those guys that was successful in the entertainment industry that didn't realize he was Jewish until he had to get a TV show.
Oh, he realized he was Jewish later in life.
Yeah.
Well, my brother did a 23andMe, and I think we're like 6% plus or minus Jewish. So
I'm absolutely zero.
How much percent?
6%.
Absolute zero. This sounds
that's
stone
not
cold.
True. That's not true.
But there's a
Nick's got a lot of Jew in him.
Oh, no, yeah. I have a cousin, but that's not by blood.
Mm, well,
but other than that, yeah, no, I've done the DNA test and they said absolutely 0%. They send you a gold letter.
Yeah, so many people are sighing relief. So many listeners
you get a
right
certificate
now.
Certificate. That's
<They're> so congratulations.
Okay, yeah, he found out later in life that he was Jewish. But
I mean, come
he was
on,
raised Catholic. Irish Catholic.
Are we fucking... He's the most Jewish looking man. I mean, not the
most.
Not the most, but come on.
I mean, he's got that just that...
The schnozzerino.
I think we can all agree that the obnoxious parts about him are clearly derived.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
I think if there's
and
one
that's
thing
my
we can
point,
all agree on.
That's my point is that not all... Listen,
show
all Jews
business.
Are obnoxious, but not all obnoxious people are Jewish.
That's true.
It's a it's, you know, a logical
like a rectangle
fallacy.
In a square.
Right. Or, what is it?
All squares are
quadrilateral...
Rectangles.
And
all squares are rectangles. Don't fucking try and
no,
make it.
No, quadrilateral.
Do not try and fucking add an extra word that doesn't need to be said.
A quadrilateral.
All squares are rectangles. But not all rectangles are squares, brother.
Oh, because...
See that?
Kamiawait was Sacagawea's brother.
Kamiawait?
Yeah.
Sacagawea had a kid, right?
So
the pussy was fucked up.
Lizette, yeah, her daughter Lizette Charbonneau.
Oh, is
Lizette
that?
Charbonneau?
Yeah, good afternoon.
What's up, y'all? It's me.
This is
Sacagawea's daughter.
This is the desk of Lizette Charbonneau. Lewis and Clark's expedition is currently closed. If you would like to leave a message, please leave a message after the beep. Like, Is this a recording? No, it is not. So you're there right now? Yes. But
beep.
Beep. What I meant to say was beep.
Lizette motherfucking Charbonneau. That is awesome. So a French trapper must have knocked up.
Yeah, that sounds French.
Lizette Charbonneau.
Yeah.
I bet you she was pretty hot if she was French.
Toisson Charbonneau's daughter.
Toisson.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good afternoon. You reached the desk of Lizette Charbonneau.
I am Sacagawea's daughter.
This is Sacagawea's daughter. If you would like to leave a message, please hang up. And call us back when we are closed. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Damn, that would be the move.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. You've reached the office what's a good name?
For
just
what?
Any name?
Just any name, yeah. Sometimes I have too many options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to pick what to watch on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which way you're trying to go.
Good afternoon. You've reached the desk of Charmaine Ultrasoft.
Oh, okay.
Charmaine. You've reached the desk of Charmaine Ultrasoft. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to leave a message, please hang up and call us back when we are closed. Thank you. Goodbye. Just hanging up every call like that. The guy being like, Charmaine, can I talk to you for a second? Have you been directing customers to call back when we're closed to leave a message? If they would like to leave a message, yes, Philip. Is there a problem with that? Well, you should be taking the calls. Am I not taking the calls? Well, you're taking the calls, but
technically,
and
yes.
Then, and then what am I doing?
Well, the call has been taken, hasn't it,
Philip?
The
call was taken, and I gave them an option. If they would like to leave a message, they can call back when we're closed. Then what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to not take the calls or take the calls? These are your rules. Listen, I don't want this to turn into an HR thing again, so I'm going to go hang out by the candy machine and just wait until this government contract ends. And they fire us all.
Damn, that would be the life of being a government contractor, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have to do shit.
Nothing.
And you get paid so much.
You have like 5 years to do nothing.
Yeah.
And then
you have to work for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And once you're in,
mm-hmm.
you have to turn in one spreadsheet, then they lose the contract, and then they fire.
They're like, we're firing 700 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all or nothing, baby.
Yeah. I mean, not much different than the regular, like a regular federal job.
Yeah, I mean, working for the government would be awesome in general.
Yeah.
Don't have to do shit.
You show up at fucking 10 a.m., clock out at 4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Extra long-ass weekends.
Long weekends.
Mm-hmm. Every holiday.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get furloughed. That's chill.
Yeah.
You know, you get a fucking week vacation.
I did a moving job in D.C. for some, I think it was like the DOE or, you mm-hmm. know, the Department of Math or something.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
don't know
yeah.
what it was. But it was for some, I got the job off Craigslist. It's a company that like handles moving electronics. So you need like just a basic understanding of like plugs.
Then they just hired you off Craigslist.
Awesome. They hire like 50 people off Craigslist because they mm-hmm. move an entire office in a day.
Right. Damn.
So you get there in the like 6 a.m. They're like, you know, if you're new or whatever, like here's how it works. It's just some company that like they probably get a contract for $20,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
To fucking
they
move.
Pay you minimum wage.
They pay yeah. You yeah. You get $15 for the day. And you, you just
have access to like government servers.
Yeah, you bag everything up. Like you know, you go into somebody's office. Like they're supposed to take all their personal effects, but yeah, it's like moving like 500 workstations or something.
Damn.
So it was like a massive job.
Yeah.
But there was like, I mean, and yeah, it's like fucking DOE. Like nobody, it's not a fucking production company,
right?
It's not something. It's not like multimedia or whatever. And there was some guy in his office that had 2 iMacs. And it's like, there's absolutely no way that this is necessary. That this government worker has 2 fucking $5,000 computers.
I love that shit, dude. Just put in a work order and hope.
Yeah.
Hope they need to spend money before the next budget so they show that they've spent, so they don't get their budget taken down.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest shit of all time. It's like, well, we didn't need any money. We saved actually $10,000. They're like, what the fuck? Go buy some dumb shit.
Yeah, right.
Or else they'll take it from us.
Well, time to have a birthday party for Lorraine's cat.
Well, she needs a birthday party.
That's true. Fucking whore, Lorraine.
Yeah, she's a slut.
1 year at my old job, they forgot my birthday.
I heard she fucked that janitor with Down syndrome.
No, she didn't.
I would love to be the guy in the office spreading, like, middle school rumors. Yeah, I heard...
She has... Her pussy is huge.
I heard Charlene had 9 abortions over the summer break. Like, what do you mean summer break?
Well, I was gone for a week.
I was gone. I was learning how to smoke weed.
I was making a bong out of a Mountain Dew bottle.
With the other guys who work at Blockbuster over the summer, we're learning how to smoke weed. We heard from a black guy that Lorraine has had 9 abortions. He came in and...
From a black guy? The black guy told us?
Yeah, some fucking black guy came in. He said this...
Yeah, dude. What, are you calling him a liar, dude? That's fucking racist, bro.
That's racist, man. What, you hate black people or something? Yeah, Mark hates black people. Yeah, I was trying to tell him that Lorraine had 9 abortions. You know, I don't know if you heard about this, but some black guy.
I'm sure you've heard about
it. Mark said, oh, that sounds like a lie. A typical N lie. His direct word, his exact words to me.
Jeff, we fired you 6 months ago, man.
Yeah, I know. I work at Blockbuster. I just come here to smoke cigarettes and hang out.
Showing up an hour before your Blockbuster shift to have lunch at the office job that fired you in the shared courtyard.
Yeah. I just want to hang out at the cigarette spot.
I'm trying to see my friends.
I miss these guys.
Yeah, so anyway... Lorraine's pussy's in her ass, actually.
Lorraine, actually, she gave birth out of her ass over the summer.
Because a Chinese guy fucked her in the ass.
Yeah, she let some fucking Chinese guy fuck her.
Can you please stop telling us the race of the people in your fake rumors? Even though it's not technically racist, it feels racist.
Yeah, apparently when you die, there's a chemical that floods your brain, and it's the same chemical that's in pussy juice. It makes you trip. It makes you trip, dude. If you go down on a girl, you'll go fucking insane 25 years later. That's why I don't do that shit. Not only that, it's gay, too. Yo, dude, I heard Mark ate out that fat girl's pussy.
You mean Mark's wife?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He went down on Mrs. Chamberlain. Yeah, his wife? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He went down. Isn't that gay?
That's a 37-year-old man.
Shit, I gotta go, dude. Blocky's opening up.
Damn, my 17-year-old boss is gonna be pissed if I don't get there.
I'm due with Blocky's and...
I'm due a Blockies.
I'm like 15 minutes, dude. There's a retarded guy that once he comes in every Tuesday to ask me about Ratatouille. Ask the same goddamn questions about Ratatouille. Yo, I heard Charlene fucked him. Yeah, dude. No, he told me. That fucking black guy was like, yeah, you see, man, you know that Ratatouille retard? Guess who topped him his ass off? Get, hey, check this, man. I know for a fact on site. He's got a helmet on his dick too.
Oh.
They gave him a little helmet that he weighed. He'd be wearing on his dick. No, that's what. Yeah, some black guy.
This black guy, dude. Just some guy doesn't work at Blockbuster either. Yeah. Just hangs out, spreading rumors. The source.
Yeah.
No, just a black guy that goes into rent Need for Speed at Blockbuster.
Tell the security guards to fuck off. Just tell them the security guards at his office job, like, yeah, you're a fucking loser, Tim. Yeah, try and take my ass to fucking in school suspension. What? Do it! You can't touch me. You'll go to fucking jail. You're not a fucking rent-a-cop. John, come on, man. Please, just leave.
Please leave, man.
Please just leave, dude.
Don't make us ban you from the whole building.
You're getting worse. You're getting worse. You said one thing, and now you've completely regressed to being a 14-year-old. Just came here to practice smoking.
Dude, I'm just doing my Sublime tabs. I just downloaded some Sublime tabs, and I'm smoking cigarettes, dude.
I got a lot of pressure at home.
Yeah, I think I'm going to
get... My parents are splitting up.
My dad said that I can't do it, but when I go to Ocean City this summer, I'm getting a tongue ring. Girls like that shit.
Dude, even though I don't eat pussy...
It makes you better at kissing.
I'm going to be so good at kissing next year. Next summer when I turn 38. I'm going to be so good at kissing bitches at Bennigan's.
I met this Ukrainian girl at MR Docs who said she can get, she can get KB.
You guys are smoking mids, dude. Yeah. This Ukrainian's got KB. This
Ukrainian girl said she knows where to get KB.
What's KB?
Kind bud, bro. Come on, dude.
Oh, that's a Maryland thing or something?
No, dude. BC. Clearly, you don't smoke weed.
Kind bud is like what like BC, hippies say.
BCKB.
Wow, dude.
BC,
this man,
I know BC Crondo. Mm, yeah.
This man doesn't know about weed, dude.
Check this shit out, dude.
That's
you smoke
fucking
mids.
1968.
You smoke mids, Adam.
No, I don't.
There's a black guy that comes in.
Don't say that on the fucking
black
podcast.
Guy was telling me black.
No, don't say that on the podcast. You said plenty of stuff about me on this podcast.
He says he can get AK-47, which is government. It's the government.
The shit they're growing in a lab.
The government, it's called White China.
I remember.
It's made by white Chinese people.
I remember my friend Nate was trying to sell, or actually, my friend John, a different guy, was selling weed at some point in my life. And he got all this weed that had like, you know, when be like, dude, look at the strains.
Yeah,
dude. Look at the colors. And it was like kind of orangey.
Yeah.
And he was like, what do I call this? Like, it's okay weed. And I was like, dude, just call it like Maryland Red. Uh-huh. Right. And then some guy tried to sell him weed. Like, he was like, dude, I got this other guy was like, dude, I got this other batch. It's crazy. And he was like, what's it called? He was like, Arizona Green. So it's just like,
it's not even a fertile state.
It's just completely it's selling him bullshit. You ever sell weed?
Yeah, I sold weed for, what was it, 4 months?
Oh, that's right. Remember when Adam was a fucking drug dealer?
Mm-hmm.
It was fucked up, dude.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can place bets.
About how many abortions Charlene had over the summer.
Yeah. Anyways, no, we're going to start talking about mybookie.com in a second, but I told you I was in Starbucks the other day, and I overheard the barista just being like, yeah, no, he came in here, and he said, you know, I OD'd in the bathroom like 2 years ago, but I'm rich now. Got my life together and living at the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah, he said he's rich. He turned his shit around.
Yeah, you know how rich people go to Starbucks, tell baristas how rich they are.
How they live at hotels.
They live at the Ritz-Carlton. They
live at the Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, you can bet on whether or not that guy actually is not just overdosing at the Ritz-Carlton now.
Yep.
Because it's a new
Or if he's
season.
Ever even been to the Ritz-Carlton.
If he's ever even been to the Ritz-Carlton. It's a new season of football. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? Last year, when we found out, football is kind of like Breaking Bad.
It's a lot like
it's a lot
in
like
the early seasons. Walter White was a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know if you know this, but in the first Super Bowl in 1960.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Six.
I think earlier, but I'm not sure.
I think maybe later.
No,
because there was the AFL
three and seven NFL. Pop into my head. So okay. It's probably four.
Three.
You split the difference.
Okay. Okay, let's say it's 1964.
Super Bowl III was the Jets, right?
Shut up. We're not
Joe Namath.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, because the Baltimore Colts lost?
We're not talking about
Johnny
that.
Johnny U, baby.
Johnny Unitas, baby.
What year is the first year?
I think it's like
67.
67.
Yeah.
67 was my first thought, but then I thought 63. So it's like, well, it's probably in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways. So in the early seasons, a lot of people don't know this, but the main character, Vince Lombardi, finds out he has cancer.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And he has to put money together for his bitch wife.
Yeah, and she keeps yelling.
She's such a cunt.
Yeah.
She's a fucking bitch.
Who, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but Vince Lombardi's wife was also named Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how they met. She was a woman named Vincent.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to get married to a woman with my name.
Adam Friedland.
He was like, Mama Mia, this is perfect. I can get fucking married to this bitch. I don't even have to learn a different name. You know what?
That's so true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Yeah.
We're going to do a big contest and call it the fucking Super Bowl. Anyway, so he got cancer.
He got cancer.
He got spaghetti cancer.
And then to pay for it, he had to do...
I'm going to invent football to fucking make...
And bet on it.
And bet on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where football gambling started. That's right. Vince Lombardi trying to get a little rainy day money for his family.
For
but
his cancer.
As time goes on, he starts creating more and more illegal gambling websites and becoming more of a piece of shit.
Yep.
And that's
and
kind
he, like,
of
like kills a Puerto Rican or something.
He kills a Puerto Rican, and that's
I
kind
think
of
it was
where,
a Mexican,
where
but,
football.
Yeah.
That's we're in season 5 of Breaking Bad. Of football.
That's right.
So football is now it's
Gus Fring.
It's racist.
It's racist.
It's bald. It's got a goatee. You're just waiting for the spinoff.
Oh yeah,
right.
You know where
Bob Odenkirk starting a new sport.
We get to see the cheerleaders. Living,
you see their pussies.
Yeah, nude.
Better, yeah. Well, no, not nude. It's about them living their lives despite being raped.
Oh, like, you know, overcoming that.
Overcoming that. It's a. It's gonna.
It sounds
be a,
triumphant.
It's gonna be a show on Netflix called Bitch Slut,
but boss. In a positive way.
Bitch Slut Boss.
It's, like recover, like yeah. reclaiming that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like their N-word.
Mybookie.com. And they and the Bitch Slut Boss.
Bitch Slut Boss. Available exclusively at mybookie.net.
I actually don't even know what the dot is. It just says
pussy.
Visit mybookie online today.
What if it's mybookie.pussy?
Just Google it.
Yeah, just Google mybookie.
No, isn't there a specific URL/cum?
No, there's a
promo code.
Okay. But anyways, it's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders, and he's white now.
No, he's not.
That's what
he
says
is.
Here. Yeah,
I missed that.
He's still black.
I think he's probably white, dude.
Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest is white now.
But he did get a bigger chest.
He did.
He got double D's.
Odell Beckham is now Chinese.
Whoa.
That is true.
Either that or he went to Cleveland. The paper smudged a bit.
Yeah.
So
I think he's in Cleveland, but Antonio Brown is white.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Andrew Luck.
And they're changing his name to Antonio Yellow. And people are like, shouldn't it be Antonio White? And they're like, no, why?
Right. Mm. Right. That's your racist brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you just assume his color?
Mm-hmm. Because of his last name.
I guess some white people with jaundice could be yellow.
Yeah.
And a lot of white people have the last name Brown.
Jaundice is a disease you get when you live in southern Jersey your entire life. You live there too long, you get jaundice.
Yeah, you eat too much mozzarella. Yeah.
Mozzarella.
I'm jaundiced from not leaving Philadelphia.
From not leaving the Jersey suburbs of Philadelphia. Yeah. I got jaundice in fucking Cherry Hill.
I got jaundice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got jaundice.
That's the joke, Adam.
I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, because they say John in Philadelphia.
There you go. My bookie is the place to bet on football every fucking weekend.
Every weekend, put your money in this trustworthy website.
Buddy, listen, if I ever... if there's anything you can tell...
It's motherfucking
it's
my bookie
my bookie
dot something.
Look, they're your bookie. Would they
they're
lie to
your
you?
Bookie,
would,
bro.
Would they fucking lie to you?
Your bookie
Death,
loves you,
taxes,
brother.
Taxes, mybookie.com.
Payouts
they've
for
got
my bookie.
Better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. Mm-hmm. I love all the B's in that sentence.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know who would love saying that? Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
My bookie's got a better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. Boobity Bobbidiano.
Mm-hmm.
A. Baloo. Jungle Book.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Baba Booey. Right.
Bologna.
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 Bologna Italiano.
Baby Dicks. Baby Dicks. Mi suck on a baby ditch.
Hey, baby, come over here. Why don't you suck on over my baby little ditch?
Take a little pussy pie. I can take a kiss of the baby ditch. They're hosting the first online handicapping super contest.
Ever. It is not what you think it means.
Yeah, first place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. So I tell you what, are you desperate? Do you need health insurance?
Do you have cancer?
Do you have cancer? You're dying? First place is guaranteed to win $100,000, and you bet your ass they're going to pay you that money on time.
Quickly.
And it's the only chance you
have. And it will make a difference that you have cancer to them.
Yeah.
That's just for sure.
It is the only chance you have. We are not going.
It is the only opportunity.
The GoFundMe will fail. You have to bet it all at mybookie.com.
Well, just $100.
Yeah, just $100.
Just 100 bones.
Play it safe and bet everything you have.
Just be, yeah, play it safe.
Well, that
yeah.
is everything what, you
what
have,
are you gonna,
most likely.
What are you going to do? It's cure your cancer by being a pussy? Are you going to...
Even Steve Jobs died, bro.
Everyone knows the story about the guy that was down on his luck, and he just bet it all, went and put it all on black, went to the casino,
yep.
and it pays off every
Every
time.
Single fucking time.
That's the mystery of the universe. That story never... How many times has that happened? People walking into a casino being like, this has to work out.
It's awesome, dude.
And it's like, oh,
and just a guy doing his job's like,
it's really
you lose.
Sad, dude.
Yeah. Oh, you lose.
No one really cares. It's not, no one's even sad. They're yeah. completely indifferent.
Yeah, you lost it all. Sorry.
Okay, well, there goes that.
All you got to do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge
But
cash
by the way, prize. Guys, that won't happen. What we just described will not happen to you.
That will not happen.
No. If you use not MyBookie. Like
a,
dot.
Not a flaky mm. Vegas casino that's a public.
Well, you won't lose
company.
Is the important thing.
That's why
yeah,
MyBookie
oh, yeah, you won't lose.
MyBookie
yeah.
is always the right play.
Always, bro.
You know? Uh-huh. I'm not saying smart play because that's my own personal trademark.
Yeah. I have to ask Nick's
my
permission
bookie,
to say
MyBookie.com can fuck off if they think I'm going to say smart play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to email Nick's lawyers.
You have to pay me millions to get
that.
Me to say your company is a smart play. Right play is fine, but that's not what. That's not the smart. What's the
no.
move?
That's not what the sharps are yeah. doing.
You bet, you win, they
you
pay.
Suck.
My bookie is live in-game betting on every NFL mm-hmm. game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business, and for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
Damn.
So tell you what, you get up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double
wow.
your first deposit. And you use promo
Holy
code
fuck.
CUM. To activate the offer. That's C-U-M.
Just come.
That's Visit so MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code CUM when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You better do that shit.
Mm-hmm. If you have a phone,
you
are a lawyer.
Sucked my penis.
You are a lawyer. MyBookie.com. Mm-hmm. Tell him, go to mybookie.com and tell him, kiss tell my bumper. Just kiss it.
At mybookie.com, your job's your credit.
Your job is your credit. At mybookie.com.
Mybookie.com.
Your job's
your credit. Jonathan Ogden will be doing it. Clinton Portis.
Let's just do all the reads like that. Is that company even in business anymore? You could probably get away with it.
Eastern Motors? They're yeah. still around, dude. Yeah, a couple sure of my friends are. From high school. Slinging autos for them.
Yeah.
If you're go buy a car from Justin Wells.
Mm. If you're in, tell him stop. Dude,
tell him stop saying you. He'll
business,
be very confused.
That business model was so goddamn funny.
I know.
Like, let's sell somebody a Maybach on ninth chance credit. Yeah, well, look, poor people need Escalades.
They do.
Salute to Eastern Motors, man. Uh-huh. Great commercials. Royal Farms also had pretty good commercial. They would always do
the
ratings.
Gas station.
Oh yeah,
that's
the chicken.
Good
they
chicken.
Got chicken now, brother, and
they
that's got a
some
stadium.
Good chicken. It's the Raven Stadium is Royal
no.
Farms.
No, but the former actually not the Dew Burns Arena. I don't remember what it was, but it's the Royal Farms Arena downtown.
Good for them.
The Chicken Box.
That's what it's called.
Pretty good.
That's pretty sick.
It's pretty good. And listen, if you are in Philadelphia on the 21st, I will be there. Buy tickets for that. And then I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
What's the venue?
It's called The Cave.
Yeah, you got. There's a million venues in Philly.
No, just go to my state. Just go to my website, stobby.biz.
Go to his website.
Go to his website.
Stobby.biz/tour. I'm coming to Fort Wayne on the 27th, Indianapolis on the 28th, and Louisville on the 29th. And I'm working on some other shit, baby. I'm trying to be all over this great United States of ass fuckerica. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for everyone that came out to the shows in San Diego and L.A.
No,
this last week.
No, thank you. Thank you, Revoked.
Yeah. No, Nick and, we've been getting Nick a lot of emails from a lot of gay men that had sex with Adam.
Yeah, thank you to all the members of the gay community that had sex with me.
I don't know. Somebody messaged me and they're like, yeah, I went to see Adam the other night and I saw him leaving with a guy.
Leaving with a guy?
Yeah, they went into the guy's car. The back seat of his car together.
Really, Adam?
They both
true?
No, I will reject
you guys. Adam got an Uber and the driver got out and got in the back seat with him.
No,
and they had sex parked out front of the venue.
I will reject an Uber if it's driven by a man.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
I only do chick Ubers. You know this about me.
Yeah, whatever, man. And Nick's just reporting what he heard.
Yeah.
Know?
And also, you know, Nick, you're once again, Nick is always right. But yeah, Los Angeles.
Yeah. I want to sign up for that girls only Uber or whatever. But you just wear a dress and pretend to be trans.
Mm-hmm.
They pick you up and be like, thanks for the ride, sister. Boy, it's hot out. You mind if I air out my penis? It's so sweaty from walking around in this dress.
They're like, you're the eighth guy who's done this. Everyone thinks they're being hilarious.
It's not a clever trick, sir.
I just need to
You're being incredibly offensive to members of the trick.
Do you mind if I dry my penis off in your hair?
To say dry your penis off.
I'm just going to dab some cock sweat in your hair, yeah. If that's all right with you, sis.
Just us gals riding around town together. Just a couple of sweaty cocked gals drying each other's cocks off.
That's a good idea, man. You should do that.
Yeah.
Does that exist? Do they have girls only Uber?
They tried to do
they
it.
They should.
They tried to
so they
do it,
care.
But then, like, I don't know, like some MRA guy will always bring a discrimination lawsuit against them, and then it's like there's not really a defense of it.
Damn.
Yeah. They kind of operate on the premise that, like, people aren't going to sue them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And little do they know. If the whole point is you're trying to do that so you don't get raped, those guys will sue.
Well, you got
to
set up.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to go see this Joker movie, but it is funny seeing just the insane takes from fucking dipshit liberals about that movie.
What, that it's bad?
Well, yeah, Clara Jeffrey being like, seems odd that there's no mention of the Aurora shooting. Seems important.
What?
Seems kind of dangerous.
Doesn't it take place in the 70s?
Well, it takes place in like 1980, but the placing has
I can't wait for the Joker movie.
Has nothing to do with it. She's worried that the character will inspire more fucking mass shootings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, somebody responded to her, and they were like, hey, not for nothing, but James Holmes, like, did not identify with the Joker. That's, like, a common misconception just because his hair was dyed.
Oh. He didn't?
And he shot up a Batman.
And Clara Jeffrey was like, look at the way he was dressed and other things, mm-hmm. et cetera. And then somebody's like, yeah, he didn't have makeup on.
He wasn't wearing a purple suit.
The psychologist that interviewed him, like, confirmed that he was not inspired by the Joker and didn't identify with the character at all.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. And then she's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure those psychologists didn't interview him. And then he links to an article. He's like, yeah, it's right here in the first paragraph. And then she's like, this doesn't seem to be
blocked.
Blocked.
Yeah. Damn, you got to charge your Juul, Adam?
Yeah, you got to almost unplug the recorder. Charge your stupid vape pen in the middle of the
which
episode.
Will kill you.
Which good, by the way.
The way dogs have fake balls, the vape will kill you.
The way
you.
Pipe smokers
I
want to
die anyway.
The way pipe smokers actually live longer than everybody else.
Oh, I bet you smoke
dude,
pipe, pal.
Yeah. Oh, pipe
yeah,
smokers?
Nick's been, Nick, yeah. Nick just bought
about,
a pipe, but he's been smoking
about,
yeah. pipe for his
tell
whole
us more
life.
About pipe smoking culture, Nick.
All right, give me a second here.
Uh-oh. It's
Are
about
you
to get oaky in here.
It's going to smell like...
Nick's
dude, I remember
up.
The pipe you smoked in Chinatown in that windowless room was like a cherry smell.
That's pretty good.
And it smelled like
damn,
shit.
My man is toking up right now, dude.
Damn, you're really ripping that.
Shit.
You don't inhale. You just it's like a cigar. You just do it for the flavor.
Just for the flavor, dude. Majestic.
Don't smoke.
Don't
that
blow in, smoke.
Don't
us,
blow
man.
That in my face.
This will counteract the cancer you're getting from your vape pen.
Yeah,
it's not.
The vape will kill
it's
you.
It's not cancer. It's that it explodes, right, and blows your head up.
No,
or something?
It's like people are getting some weird mystery disease now.
Damn, that sucks.
Oh shit. Well, can't wait.
You should just not smoke anything, bro.
Are you guys going to be at least a little bit sad if I die first?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks,
yeah,
bro.
Of course. Try this. It's nice.
I'll give it a toke.
Yeah, you
pull
on it.
But don't inhale it.
Yeah, you pull on it like you're trying to drink a milkshake.
Damn, that actually is nice.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I like that more than cigars. I used to smoke cigars.
Yeah, because pipe tobacco is dry tobacco. So it's like...
That literally... I kind of like this.
Dude, it's nice. I'm telling
damn,
you.
Damn, am I about to be a pipe guy?
It seems stupid.
Yeah, it
seems
it does.
Stupid, but I tell you, I put on like TV and I smoke in the apartment. I don't give a shit.
Damn.
Because it smells nice. It smells better than
it
cigars.
It does smell nice.
Yeah.
I would smoke little fat, mild cigars because I like them, but that's like a little oakier of a little... bit of a taste.
I think I'm going to get back into hookah, dude, like when I was 16.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, smoking a pipe is great. I sit here and I watched Homicide the other
I'm
night.
Shocked at how much I enjoyed that but little toke.
It takes like, you know, fucking 20 minutes to smoke a whole bowl.
That's nice.
And by the end, you're like so relaxed.
Fuck.
It gives you like a body high.
Am I about to be a pipe guy too?
Don't be a pipe
guy. I'm shocked at how nice that was, dude. Shut up, dude. You fucking smoke mango vapes and shit.
They're not mango. They're mint flavored. The mint flavored jewel.
The other thing, too, is like you can just put this down. It'll go out by itself. You can pick it back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't like, you know, there's not smoke coming off of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is nice.
They're great.
No, I'm gonna buy like a huge.
Damn,
massive...
that's not. That was my worst. The thing I did not like about cigars is the aftertaste. This tastes genuinely like pleasant on my
mouth.
It's
really nice. Yeah.
What is it? Like woody?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet. I mean, there's
sweet.
Like you get
a little chocolatey.
Blends. Yeah.
Which you know I fuck with.
Yeah, and not in an artificial way. I mean, they taste nice. You have them with a coffee. You just sit, drink coffee, smoke your pipe. It's just, and it's at the end of the day, it's fucking great, dude. You get a book.
I'm about to go to Greece. I kind of want to take
I'm just
going to
become Pipe Bobby Cowell.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, dude. You sit around, you gain 600-700 pounds, and you smoke the pipe. You smoke it, okay, every single fucking day. I'll tell you what. It's great.
My man needs advice, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't eat enough food.
He's trying to get off food. He's trying to wean himself off food with cigars.
With cigars?
But it just ended up he's both.
Yeah, that was me with Jewel. I was like, I was trying to stop cigarettes, and now I just do both.
You do both?
Yeah, when I'm drunky, I smoke ciggy.
Damn. That sucks, dude.
And it's just, if you notice this, the pipe holder is the dog that Dasha stole from Japan.
She stole that dog?
Yeah.
She stole a lot of things.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? How's the Pacific Northwest was good?
I had a nice thank you to everyone
who
came out.
Did you go for a hike?
I did go for a hike. I had a beautiful time. I love it out there, man. It's not, the summertime in Portland's beautiful, dude.
I got a hotel.
Fall in Portland is cool.
When it's not raining, yeah. That's the problem.
It rains like every day there, though.
But, dude, there's like a 3-month window where that shit is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back to Ireland.
I can't go to Portland because it's the Antifa.
You would go on a pipe tour of Ireland?
Do they?
Honestly, sort of, dude. Yeah. We should just go.
We should do it Ireland, Greece, and then.
Yeah.
I guess the bank.
We should.
South Africa.
My the family's Chase from Bank. South
Africa. Chase Bank.
Chase is that's a New York institution. We're not from there, as you might have guessed.
We should just do like a week where it's a vacation. Like, why don't we just go on random ass vacations?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's expensive.
Whatever, dude.
You already bought a house. We still need to buy houses.
That's true. My house is in Greektown though, so it's affordable.
Yeah.
You could buy a Greektown house right now, cash, dude.
The house across the street's for sale.
How much?
The brownstone, 1.3.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Shit, in Astoria
three
goes
units?
For like 1.8.
I think it's 3, yeah.
That's not
God
bad.
God damn, dude. Astoria for a 2-unit was like, and it was a piece of shit, was like 1.6.
It's also brownstones.
In Astoria?
Brownstones, yeah. The tax assessment's fucking 6%.
Yeah, property taxes are okay in New York.
For a brownstone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had like an apartment or whatever, it's like assessed at like 40%.
Yeah.
Jesus. Damn.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would be sick, dude.
That would be incredible.
Just going over there, smoking my pipe. Where's the rent? You boys got the rent or what? They're like, it's the 15th. Like, all right, I'm going home.
Oh, fuck, I have to pay rent.
You can send me over for, to get the rent from them.
Yeah.
You yeah. love that. It's one you? Of my inherent skills mm-hmm. that I was born into.
Yep. Your class. Your class of guy.
Yeah, my class of guy. So, what else? Yeah, I stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
In L.A. for one night. Which and one? I stayed there at? Because there was a pool. And I like went downstairs with like my swimsuit, no shirt, and like flip flops, or like and a towel. And I get there, and it's just a fucking Vegas DJ club.
Hell yeah!
And it's just everyone's fucking jacked and like on blow and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Rules.
And
middle
I was, like,
of the day.
In the middle of the day, and I was hell like, yeah. I couldn't even go fucking swimming.
There's a pool like that in New Orleans where I went on acid one time 2 years ago, and I was just looking to chill, and we went early as shit. And it just, as the trip went, kept going up, it just kept getting more and more packed. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, ladies with their titties out, and there was just, yeah. like, jacked guys, and, like, it was too much. When I see a titty I'm not prepared for on acid, dude, it's so hard not to stare at tits when you're on drugs.
Dude, when you're not on drugs, it's hard not to stare
at
tits.
That's a good point.
Down at the Rockaways, it's titty season, dude. Mm, really? Girls don't wear tops there.
Interesting.
I yeah. went down there, but I went to the Jacob Riis beach.
Yeah.
That's the normal.
That's
one.
The No, no, it's yeah. Well, in Jacob Riis it's Jacob like there Riis are the some titties. One. No, there are some titties out. And if you walk down to Fort Tilden, it's no, just it titty
was,
central.
It was families. This was
It's families. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
Yeah, it's families.
Adam goes non-traditional Adam goes families. To the pervert beach, the snicker. I go
Jacob
out,
Riis is Riis I go out right
to
next
see,
to
I go out to see how far out I can swim into the ocean before the lifeguard yells at me.
Well, I do that too.
That's titties for me.
Mm.
I saw the law,
being yelled
the law,
at,
by smoking my pipe,
smoking your pipe somehow,
60 feet out of the water.
I can't wear my glasses, obviously, if I'm like at the beach swimming and stuff. So Jeez. I saw there was this dude that walked past us, and he
yeah,
had.
And you looked at his cock.
He was like, he had the perfect body, and I was like, oh, I was like, I think my friend that I was with was like, look at that guy, he's got a fucking perfect body. And then this girl walks past us like 10 minutes later, and she's like. I think Polynesian or something, but she had like maybe Chick-fil-A, the best breasts I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh yeah,
just
I know
the absolute best. But I didn't have my glasses.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know her.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have my glasses on, so like
mm-hmm, we've met.
She went for a swim, and so I went.
Oh,
in for
she
a
went.
Swim.
She went for a swim.
I went for
right.
a swim to respectfully just you know see. Respectfully, and then the
in another life,
the
you
guy
followed in a in nude a, woman into
no,
the ocean
no, no, no.
to
another,
look at her tits.
In another
I just didn't
life,
have my glasses.
You would absolutely be on those flight lines.
I didn't have my glasses.
You were fucking absolutely the kind of guy that.
Oh,
like,
shut up!
Jeffrey's got a plane.
Oh,
where he can have
shut
sex
up,
with 14-year-olds.
Well, to be fair, Woody Allen in his movies talks about fucking 16-year-olds.
Yeah, that's Adam.
She was 17.
In it, no. Not in Manhattan. His friend is bragging. He's like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like,
true.
Max,
that,
they
yeah.
were 16.
Anyway, let me finish the story. So I yeah. get into the water, and then, like, I jump under a wave.
And
I
you put a little
around.
Tag on
no,
her.
No, I turn around, and then the guy with the perfect body, she has, like, her legs wrapped around him. They're basically fucking in the water. I'm like, okay, that's exactly,
yeah.
like, how
you just told
how
the story
it was
about
to work out.
Me and that girl.
No, it wasn't you.
Yeah,
it was this dude that I've he might have had like a 20 pack of abs. I've never seen anyone look like that.
Damn.
Yeah. But it definitely felt incredibly.
Were you more jealous of her or of him?
Of for what? For his body
just,
or her?
Just say, were you more jealous of her or of him?
I was jealous of him
Fuck.
For being able to
Fuck.
To have a beautiful
I,
girlfriend.
I almost had you with a Jedi mind trick.
No,
Jedi.
It wasn't. It didn't work on me.
Yeah, we got a couple of Jedis coming. Oh.
Listen, Nick, I'm trying to navigate single life right now, okay?
Yeah. This mm-hmm. happened
I look
six
at,
months ago.
No, it didn't. It happened a couple weeks ago, and it was, you know, there were breasts all around me.
So you were, right, so the way fair. You were trying to navigate it was by... Swimming,
I didn't have my
swimming into her tits.
I was going to go into the water anyway, and I didn't have my glasses.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on.
While you're making a suckle sound.
I didn't have my glasses.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I've sucked on your daughter's tits. I don't have my glasses.
She was clearly of age.
I was looking for my friend Jeffy's plane. I was trying to get on Jeffy's plane.
I would not ride that plane. She was of age.
You would have ridden the plane.
I wouldn't have been on the
you...
plane.
You... would have been on the plane.
Damn, I'm kind of like the fact that guy did not fuck with the Joker is crazy. Everyone thinks that.
James Holmes? Nick has a bit about it.
No, I know, but that's news to me that he's not a Joker.
I didn't know that until.
Oh, fuck!
I didn't know that. I didn't know that either. But I mean, it's like
that's wild. Why the hair?
You can't. I mean, if you're like a fucking, presumably you run a goddamn magazine.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, she should know that. Of
and
course.
Somebody's like, oh yeah, by the way, I mean, even it like
I mean, Clara Jeffrey always takes L's.
As anybody, you should just be like, oh fuck, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's the way out of that. I'd be like, oh damn, really.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Everyone thought that.
I know, everyone thought that, but it's not being like, this is fun. You're harassing
shut up.
Me. You're trolling me.
Stop trolling me,
Ruski. Yeah.
Oh, turn your location on. I bet it says from the Kremlin.
Sorry, I got to go feed yogurt to my daughter who said Trump raped her. Said Trump's killing democracy. What is that dumb thing?
I don't know. She one of those people that
she
pretended
me,
her
yeah,
daughter?
She turned to me and said, Mommy, is America dying?
What?
Yeah, on the inauguration or something. I don't know.
It's like, shut up. No, she didn't, bitch.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Maybe your daughter thinks she's the Joker. But yeah, no, that Clara Jeffer tweet's fucking great.
Joaquin Phoenix is my favorite actor. Mm-hmm. I want to see it.
But it's, yeah, no, the people are like, people are upset about it because it's
so
representation
talented.
For incels or whatever. Which is so, what's so funny about like a lot of representation arguments is that like everybody should, like initially it's like everybody should be able to see themselves reflected in media. And it's like, good. Yeah, that makes sense. But now it's like, except the people I don't like. They should not have anything. There should not be, which is like the argument that fucking like those incels were making 5 years ago.
Yeah, can you not make Schindler's List because it's representation for Nazis?
I guess. I don't know.
Is that the argument?
No. I mean, if you're seriously arguing that like, oh, the Joker movie's dangerous because like the people that will identify it with it, like there should not be entertainment for guys that are like, you know, faggots that are fucking like
hot topic.
I wish people respected me for acting like a loose. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like for being a mentally ill psycho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, you know, the girls don't like me.
Yeah,
guys.
it's more that it's like, why the fuck are we making another fucking Joker movie? Shit is stupid.
Well, I thought it's
mainly
like
who it's really for is for people that have been consuming nothing but baby movies for the last 15 years.
To feel like they're growing up?
Yeah, well,
right. To feel like this is a real movie.
It's supposed to be like King of Comedy.
Well, right? King of Comedy and,
yeah, it's even got
King of Comedy and Taxi Driver are both like explicit like input
for sure.
Movie, but it's like just go watch those movies.
Exactly,
yeah,
that's what I don't get.
Are
why
yeah.
are we watching? Why are you making a shitty version of two better movies?
Because I'll go see it because it's got my
it's
boy
comic
in it.
Books. No, I think
I don't like comic book shit. I watch all that shit on the plane. I watched the Endgame on the plane.
Yeah, I mean Joaquin agreed to do it because he wanted to do a character that's not black or white, but somewhere in the gray, shades of gray. He loves the nuance, mm-hmm. and it's like.
Is that what he said?
That shouldn't be a challenge.
Is that what
that's
he said?
Just, yeah, right.
Wait,
I mean,
the
all
Joker?
Actors in real yeah. life, all actors
the
in real
Joker's
life are retards.
The Joker's a fucking dumbass comic book.
I know.
That's not. There's no fucking nuance
I
to the
recently
Joker.
Rewatched.
The whole point of the fucking character is he's just a dumbass evil guy with no. Why the fuck do we need to know where the Joker fucking came from? That is so stupid.
I recently rewatched the movie he made with Casey Affleck. I'm still here.
Is,
I'm not there.
It's,
or whatever.
It's funny because they frame him as like, oh, it's a one failed the, comedian that went crazy and he's a criminal. But it's like, it would make more sense if he was a failed actor. Like, there's millions of failed comedians. They just walk dogs. They don't, you know, they don't fucking have to. They don't have any ability to destroy the city.
Is the creek in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's at the creek freaking out at the 4 p.m. mic on
it ends with him. It ends with him interning at Legion of Skanks.
Right. It ends with him getting him and his all of his friends taking turns having stomach cancer and doing each other's benefit shows.
Yeah, they're GoFundMe.
That's
oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's how the real Joker movie.
It's Todd Phillips, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It'd be great if.
I mean, I'm interested in.
Have you ever
those,
seen
those
his
Creek burnouts?
Have you ever seen
put
his
on
first
Joker
film?
Makeup.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I'd do fucking crimes instead.
Just how easily you could not get mugged by them.
Yeah.
You just, just slap them, open hand slap them.
I want to see New York burn. I'm sorry. I thought it was free Slurpee day. Yeah, I haven't eaten. I haven't had a sandwich in a week.
I don't know. Sometimes I think some of those Creek guys could be mass shooters if they didn't find a home in comedy.
No, because they would have done that instead. Like, it's like you fail out of being the Joker into becoming a comedian.
Yes.
If that was never in the cards for you, then you're like, well, maybe I'm the guy that laughs it all off, you know? Yeah. And it's like, no, you're not that either.
Yeah.
You're just a fucking abject loser.
Yeah, sorry, man. You got horrible cards. Yeah, you suck.
Yeah,
just go find a woman that's mentally ill in the correct way that deals with you and have a fucking shitty
income.
Child.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe be a good father.
Maybe.
Recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave the world at a net zero. It doesn't have to be a positive.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't do any harm.
Yeah. Zero.
That's all. That's all. And it's a win.
Yeah.
Get fucked up off beers all the time. Who cares, man?
I'm getting fucked up off beers. I tell you, there's one thing I love. It's getting fucked up off beers.
Doing beer, getting fucked up off it.
What were we talking about?
The Joker. Did you ever see Todd Phillips' first movie, the G.G. Allen documentary?
No.
It rocks.
Who's excited about India-Pakistan?
Are they going to war?
Yeah, soon.
Sick.
Yeah.
Seriously? Oh, they got nukes too?
Yeah, both of them.
Sick.
Wait, for real? Is that happening?
Yeah,
metal, dude.
It's been a threat for a while.
I know. Didn't
now,
it like 6 months ago something popped off?
Well, it's been years. It's been like an issue.
Yeah, believe
now,
me.
Yeah, I mean now it's like.
They just got Ronnie James Dio, so now they're ready to go, like, step it up, do some metal shit, drop some nukes.
That would be so fucking gay, dude, if there was nuclear war.
It would be really gay.
Yeah.
That would suck. Fuck.
No, I wouldn't care.
If they nuked each other?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
That would fuck up the whole world.
I mean, a little bit.
And then who knows? Maybe somebody
else... Aren't
there
nukes that could end all life?
You have to be careful about, like... Where you're getting your fucking samosas for like six months.
That's true.
What are you talking
Who's
about?
Who's to say somebody doesn't just slip a fucking nuke
it's on the other
to
side.
Take us out?
It's on the
bro.
Other side of the planet.
Somebody might sneak a nuke.
No, it'll be bad for the rest of the world.
Yeah, like Bangladesh will get fallout.
But America, once
that
again,
sucks.
Nepal
would
will
be fine.
No, man. Once nukes start flying, someone will fucking send
We have
one.
Nukes in our arsenal that can end the world, right?
Sure,
like
of
a million
They
times.
Don't have those,
we have,
right?
We have more than anybody.
They don't have those, though.
I have no idea.
They got pussy-ass nukes, right?
No, I bet I you know. They could fuck some shit up.
They got Hiroshima style.
I don't know if they have thermonuclear, which are like...
Those are the big ones.
Yeah, they're multi...
Russia's got them shits.
They're multi-stage, like, missiles that... Or bombs. Bombs or missiles that fucking... It's like not because so the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those were both like fission bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hydrogen bomb, which was invented a decade later, it uses a fission reaction to create a fusion reaction. And a fusion reaction, like it's like fucking
completely fuck shit up.
It's like 15, like I don't know. Yeah, just look at H bomb videos.
That Is that what they cool. have?
Well,
India and Pakistan?
I don't know. I don't know enough about
that. That would suck.
Arsenal.
Dude.
But Russia has some sick shit.
You know, Russia will fuck
that
us up.
That Satan II missile?
It's called Satan
it's
II.
It's called Satan II.
That rocks.
That is
and
a great
can,
name.
It can destroy all of Texas.
Just like on impact.
Yeah, and we have no way of stopping it.
We got to send them girlfriends.
Do we
dude?
Have shit we could do to them?
Yeah, we have. I think, I don't know. I guess it's probably what? Still the Minuteman II was the last. After like the arms race stopped, like development went more into like atmospheric bombs, like that gayest bomb of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of shit.
Daisy cutters.
Yeah.
Bunker busters. Dude, we got to send India and Pakistan girlfriends so they don't go to
Chill
war.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Get them some pussy. Let's get, listen.
If they all get girlfriends.
That's how we get, if you make OnlyFans girls veterans, that's how we stop this, dude.
We gotta send some.
Every girl with an OnlyFans, you need to get 10 Indians
Mia Khalifa
and Pakistanis
needs to be
to jack,
sucking them
to
all
get
off.
Jacked off.
Yeah.
No, just send them, you jacking off.
Didn't it come out Mia Khalifa made like $3,000 in porn?
Yeah. The Minuteman 3 is the only one we have in service.
Russia's gonna fuck us, dude.
Those are only $7 million each.
Really?
Yeah, I could
Cheap,
buy one.
Dude.
I mean, not right now.
Yeah, I know. It would be cool if the Second
just
Amendment
owned
applied
one?
To that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's owned a $7 million. How would you even get it in the sky?
It's all self-contained. It's a fucking...
Is it a missile or a bomb?
As long as you have a silo.
Do you
it's
have
a missile.
Silo?
It's an intercontinental ballistic missile.
ICBM, dude.
Yeah. We'll launch that shit.
Fucking paper straws.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
That shit's limper than your dick right now, brother.
The Minuteman
right
missile
now it
is
limp
ready
because I'm with guys
with a moment's notice.
I really hope some nukes don't get... Because once a nuke is out there, bro, shit changes.
It is the scariest thing on Earth that we can end it.
I guess it's because we only have, like, sub-launched missiles now. That's where, like, development went. But, yeah, I mean, this is shit that I would, like, read about when I was, like, 11.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you liked weapons.
Yeah.
Did you like that show with that guy from Full Metal Jacket?
Snafu.
Wasn't it like, it was like on TLC or something?
Yeah,
it was
Mail about, Call. Was it
Mail Call? Yeah, Mail Call, yeah.
Yeah. With Arlie Ermey.
Arlie Ermey, yeah.
Heads up, faggot! We got new missiles we're talking about today.
Was he in the
This
Army
ain't
actually?
Ancient aliens,
yeah, he
homo.
Was. He was.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Arlie, we're going to have you scale it
just
back a bit.
No slurs, Army.
Yeah, you can shout still.
I'm going to cut off your ass and fuck it in front of your son. You don't write in and tell us what your favorite episode was.
R.I.P. to the legend.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he
was
died cool. in the last year or two. Yeah. Right?
I love stories like that. Like, fucking Kubrick was like, yeah, we need a guy to consult on, like, what drill sergeants are like. And then just like, oh, just be in the movie.
Just do it.
Yeah.
That he spent, like, years just in fucking, I don't know. Where is it? Paris Island or wherever the fuck those guys go.
I don't know.
To do Marine kindergarten.
Yelling
that's
what
at I call
them.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that that's shit's easy, dude. Yeah,
I call it kindergarten.
Oh,
for
you
babies.
Didn't? Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
I
baby
thought it's
Marines.
By San Diego. Isn't that where the Marines are?
I don't know, man.
Or whatever. Don't.
I think you go to Paris Island.
Sounds French,
sounds gay, dude.
Yeah, it's in France. I always thought it was weird that they trained the Marines in France, but yeah,
they teach them the art of seduction.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Drop and suck my penis, cadet. Mm-hmm. Drop and eat my ass out.
Paris Island.
Is that in Texas? Paris, Texas? That's a place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where is Paris Island?
Where's South, that random South little Carolina. Ass city where they have like one Gucci store or something?
Yeah, it's in North... Or I don't
the fuck
forget.
Is that place called?
Yeah, people like to go do Instagrams there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Paris Island, huh?
South Carolina.
Ooh, it's an SC.
Damn, I wish I had gone to boot camp and then quit. That seems like it would have been fun.
To be there for how long?
Just to say fuck you to the drill sergeant?
No, not even. I would do all the work and stuff. It would be fun.
Why would you quit then?
Because being in the military is gay.
Yeah.
that is true.
That sounds like a really, like a huge
that
waste
sucks.
Of time.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
Can you just quit? I thought, don't you sign a contract or some shit?
Oh, yeah, you can't just quit. You have to get medically discharged for being psycho.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just keep watching Suicide Squad over and over again.
Yeah.
Just the parts with fucking Jared Leto, dude.
Yeah.
Until they discharge you.
Weren't there... He only had like 5 minutes of screen time and people got mad about
it.
Well,
he got mad about it.
He got mad.
People didn't give a shit. Yeah,
no, yeah. I think people
he
were
fucking
like...
He spent 3 years in like the feeding stories to the media about how he's eating his own like turds.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
To prove how crazy he was.
That is twisted.
How he was mailing people condoms.
Yeah, he's in the movie for one scene. You know, being like, I'm going to suck your dick.
R.I.P. to Heath.
Yeah.
The true Joker.
They should just let every actor who wants to play the Joker.
At this point, I think that's
it should
what
be like
doing.
Tig Notaro's Twitter account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out, dude. That's ingenious.
Mm-hmm.
Tig figured out a way to not only basically do what fuck Jerry does, mm-hmm. but like you do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
You just log in and just tweet your best tweets on their account.
It kind of makes me sad sometimes.
How excited some people are.
Yeah, some people are like, probably call their parents.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Make sure to follow me on my regular account. And then just the number doesn't move.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
12 people follow.
Hey.
Mom, Dad, I'm doing unpaid work for Tig Notaro.
Comedians suck, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Comedians suck.
It is so pathetic.
It honestly does make me sad.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bummer.
I am so much happier as a guy that does nothing at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I love being on the road and shit, and like I started the more shows and I'm trying to write.
Yeah.
But it sucks.
I love being
working sucks.
Oh, doing the shows sucks, but being on the road's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I miss that. I miss being in hotels. I miss fucking like acting like a dickhead in the hotel.
Yeah.
In the airport. Acting like a fucking child.
Once you're in an airport, there's no rules, brother. Mm-hmm. I'm eating Chex Mix for breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm having beef jerky and
two
Oreos.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Yep.
The Hudson News.
Oh, no.
Oh, my name's silent.
Yeah.
Is it still running?
Oh, it's still running.
It's all right.
Oh, it's still running. Oh, it's still... I'm going to be the Joker.
I'm going to take a shit.
I'm going to have sex with a man.
With a guy. This is Paul Giamatti.
I'm the Joker. Does everybody want to hear a joke?
Yeah. Is this Vin Diesel as the Joker?
I would love to see that.
That's my problem with the Joker is he hasn't really done any good bits.
It's about a clown family. Because we're a clown family.
There should be a Latino Joker.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This is the entire cast of Fast and Furious getting out of one car.
Damn, I want Michelle Rodriguez to be mean to me while I have sex with her.
Is she a lesbian?
Probably.
She's got lesbian vibes.
She's at least bi. You probably have to be a real alpha to have sex with her.
You're
a
real alpha. You gotta be like Dominic Torino.
That's right. Who beat the guy who killed...
Letty!
What? Why'd he go to jail? He beat up a guy who killed his dad or something?
Yeah, some guy, like, clipped his dad's car, fishtailed his car while racing, and he pummeled him with a wrench.
A wrench? Yeah.
He's like, this is what he looks like now. He's a mental retard. I mean, like, he's retarded.
It's like, damn, you should go to jail, man.
Yeah, no, I still have my dad's car. I still drive his car. It's just saying he made him retarded like him.
That is that's like a Days of Thunder about he's the best. He's already got the helmet too. Huh?
Days of Thunder?
Yeah, if you make like a movie where it's like you find out that this guy's a retard is the best driver there is.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Robert Duvall coaching him.
You have to coach him, yeah.
It's not about that, son. You can have the cookies. You just got to finish the race first. There'll be plenty of cookies to eat as soon as the race is over. You got to calm down.
That'd
go slow.
Some training montage.
Look, I'm telling you, Sparky, you're twisting the Oreos wrong. I've been doing this a long time.
Is Tom Cruise like the best driver?
Robert Duvall really selling that role?
Yeah, dude.
Tom Cruise, a mentor to a retard?
Tom Cruise is the best driver, but he drives California style.
Oh, no, he's a...
with fries in the burrito?
The story is he's an indie racer, and he can never become famous because he's not an Andretti or whatever. So he gets into he just switches to NASCAR.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because he's like...
Which seems easier.
I want to make a name for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired of not being cool.
Because
that's
too cool.
The movie where you met
Michael Rooker in it.
Oh yeah, and pretended to have sex with her.
This is car racing, boy. Why don't you race that car into my ass? Why don't you get in that car and drive it into my ass?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I was laughing pretty hard imagining an aggressively gay Michael Rooker the other day. Yeah. Why don't you fuck me in my ass, Jew boy? Is Mississippi burning?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's a good shit, eh?
Your officers are in the KKK and they're going around forcing people to fuck them in the ass. Let me tell you something. This is Mississippi. We don't need the federal government coming down here and telling anybody how to live their life.
That would be awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just forcing. Mississippi burning, but it's a bunch of like a secret gay society. KKK. That's forcing civil rights workers into sodomizing them.
Yep. To get topped by them.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that, dude.
Those boys caused this problem themselves coming down here. Listen, I'm from a little town like this. I used to get fucked in my ass every day.
They come down here with a big, juicy Norland cocks.
You know, you want to know why I moved away from Mississippi? Everybody kept wanting me to fuck them in the ass. Well, you ain't from around here no more. You a city slicker like the rest of them. God damn it, fuck me in my ass. Come here, sugar lips. Why don't you come here and smooch me on the lips? Say, smooch me on the cock, sugar lips.
God damn it, I'm a baby.
God damn it, I'm a baby.
Big tits.
I'm a fucking big tits baby.
I forgot about that.
I laugh about that shit all the time, dude. Just his face on a baby with giant
tits.
That's
one of the best.
My tits are so goddamn swollen.
Oh, damn.
That's so funny.
Ah, shit. Well, folks.
Yeah.
Why don't you come out and see us at Funny Moms?
Let's see us at Funny Moms.
Funny Moms is...
Come.town to check to see if shirts are restocked. The last shipment got fucked up.
Oh, that sucks.
And so I'm waiting on that to eventually show up. But the shirts will be restocked soon, as well as new designs. Now that I got some free time, I can sit down and draw some shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
This month, Funny Moms is the 16th, 23rd, and 30th. So we were off this Monday, and next Monday we're off again. But then it's the last three Mondays of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what
Bye,
else?
Everyone.
That's it. Bye.